If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
With so much history under its belt, Doctor Who really does just have a story for everyone, but which are the ones that really don't get talked about as much as they should? With that in mind, I'm Sean for Who Culture, and here are 10 criminally underrated Doctor Who stories. 10. Tooth and Claw. This early 10th Doctor story was well regarded when it first aired, but nowadays it's sadly seldom talked about. It's a lupine lark that cements David Tennant in the role by giving him an action-packed chase through a gothic house stalked by a ferocious werewolf, an entirely CGI creation, which holds up surprisingly well despite being a little long in the tooth. Perhaps the most memorable aspect of this story is that it's the only time Tennant uses his natural Scottish accent in the show, making for some amusing scenes as he spars with Queen Victoria. More importantly, this episode also sets up the Torchwood Institute, which plays a key role in Series 2 finale and of course formed the foundation of the Torchwood spin-off. Accompanied by a fantastic musical score, this gripping episode is superbly made with taut ending and inventive cinematography. It may not be the most complex story, but it deserves to be remembered for its slick action and haunting atmosphere. Give it a watch next time there's a full moon. It's hair-raisingly good. 9. Last Christmas. The Doctor and Clara venture to the North Pole, where a scientific research base is studying alien creatures known ominously as the Dream Crabs. As it turns out, the research base is actually a dream within a dream, caused by the Dream Crabs latching onto the Doctor and Clara's brains and are essentially causing them to hallucinate a Doctor Who episode into existence. This is Doctor Who at its most self-aware, with a slew of meta-commentary on the Doctor, the show, and the concept of Christmas itself. The multiple layers of dreams lend this episode a surreal quality amplified by the reality-warping presence of Father Christmas, played by the legendary Nick Frost. He plays a sarcastic Santa worthy of Peter Capaldi's gruff Doctor, and the two bounce off each other brilliantly. This festive offering tends to fly under the radar compared to the other more eventful Christmas specials, but if you pay attention to its complexities, you'll be rewarded with a delightfully dark treat. 8. Journey to the Centre of the TARDIS. This story was so hyped up prior to its airing that it was bound to disappoint on first viewing. The title alone is so tantalising that it sets the mind of an eager Whovian racing with possibilities. We get to see more of the TARDIS. What marvels lie in wait? What horrors lurk within? The reality was perhaps mildly disappointing. A brief glimpse of the swimming pool, a quick look at the library, and a copious collection of metal corridors. Despite the disappointing selection of iconic locations, this episode still has a lot to offer, particularly on rewatch. There are some incredible visuals. We get to see the Eye of Harmony at the heart of the TARDIS, as well as some fantastic sci-fi concepts, such as the self-replicating artificial tree that creates any machine you desire. The script is smarter than it seems, with the setting of the TARDIS interior used to great effect to create a timey-wimey storyline that provides a series of clever twists and, thanks to the tongue-in-cheek tone, remains believable as long as you don't think about it too much. This episode is an important lesson in overhype, demonstrating that a story which initially underwhelms can still be enjoyable if you give it a second chance. 7. Nikola Tesla's Night of Terror. Hidden in the middle of the extremely polarizing season 12 lies Nikola Tesla's Night of Terror, an electrifying episode which never really gets the attention it deserves. The plot is nothing to write home about concerning an alien invasion of scavenger scorpions known as the Scythra, but it's solid, simple Doctor Who, and sometimes that's just what you need. This episode stands out because of its excellent production values. The recreation of Gilded Age New York is remarkable, with immersive sets and fantastic costume design selling the illusion and giving the episode a premium quality. The script is tight tightly written too, managing to juggle the Doctor and her three companions as well as a number of side characters. But Goran Vyshnich is the highlight here. His pitch-perfect performance honours the real-life Tesla and ensures that he stands out as an actual character rather than merely a caricature, like some other historical figures in Doctor Who. His bitter rivalry with Thomas Edison makes for some sparky scenes, and his camaraderie with fellow inventor the Doctor really lets Jodie Whittaker demonstrate her acting chops. Perhaps, like Tesla himself, this episode will receive its well-earned recognition in years to come. 6. Boomtown. This is that episode. You know the one. The one episode in almost every series of Doctor Who that's clearly a hasty addition designed to save as much money as possible because of the budgets running dry. The Doctor, Rose, and Captain Jack Harkness arrive in the harsh alien landscape of Cardiff to take a break from their travels while the TARDIS recharges. That is, until they discover that an escaped Slitheen has gone undercover as the mayor and has rigged the new nuclear power plant to detonate right on top of the Cardiff space-time rift, letting her surf the temporal blast right back to Raxacorico Falapatorius. When the Doctor learns of this peculiar plan, he quickly captures the Slitheen and takes her prisoner, and also out to dinner. This leads to a disarmingly brilliant dialogue scene, as this low-budget comedy episode transforms into an analysis of the Doctor's character and how he reacts when an enemy treats him as an equal. Russell T Davies' ability to create such an interesting story on such a small budget is a testament to his impeccable skill as a writer. 5. Into the Dalek. Into the Dalek is Peter Capaldi's second episode as the Doctor, and it's a crowd-pleasing blockbuster helmed by respected film director Ben Wheatley, in which the Doctor is miniaturised and must journey into the inner workings of his greatest enemy. This episode is generally seen as solid if unremarkable, but beneath its amusing premise hides a complex metaphor that sheds light on the Doctor's character. Capaldi is wonderfully acerbic here. His searing, sarcastic dialogue gives him an abrasive presence compared to the other Doctors, and this notion of our hero seemingly turning bad is perfectly paralleled by the idea of a Dalek that has malfunctioned and turned good. At the episode's climax, the Doctor and the Dalek merge their minds together, allowing the Doctor to channel his thoughts into the creature, further cementing the thematic parallels between them. The Doctor hopes that this will make the Dalek see peace and kindness, but what he actually sees in the Doctor is hatred for the Daleks. After proclaiming Daleks must be exterminated, the Dalek destroys his allies to satiate his burning hatred caused by the Doctor's mind merge. The Doctor realizes that there is no such thing as a good Dalek, and the Dalek retorts, "You are a good Dalek." Not only is this an excellent callback to the Ninth Doctor's initial Dalek encounter, it's also an encapsulation of the episode's themes and a catalyst for the 12th Doctor's character arc that transforms his outlook from apathy to empathy. 4. A Town Called Mercy. At first glance, it might seem like you're in a bit of a cheesy charmer of an episode here, but in fact, A Town Called Mercy is surprisingly subdued and contemplative, offering fascinating insight into the Doctor's character. Sure, it has plenty of fun playing with the Western genre, but at its core, this is a tense slow burner of a story focused on a moral dilemma. The Gunslinger, a cybernetically augmented warrior created by alien scientist Kaller Jex, arrives in the Town of Mercy to hunt down his creator and take revenge. The Gunslinger has established a patrol boundary around the town, preventing anyone from entering or leaving, so its populace are slowly starving. Jex, meanwhile, has integrated himself into the town and is helping the townsfolk by treating their ailments and providing useful technology. Once the Doctor learns all of this, he is conflicted. Jex fashioned dozens of his own species into weapons against their will, but he now seems repentant and is helping innocent people. Does the Doctor show mercy, knowing that Jex may have learned nothing and may simply default back to his evil deeds? This one makes the episode one of the most introspective stories in the show's history. 3. Victory of the Daleks. When it first aired, this episode received a lot of backlash thanks to the gaudy new multicoloured Dalek design it debuted. But to dismiss this episode entirely based on one design misfire would be unfair, as this Mark Gatiss script has plenty of bold ideas up its sleeve. Victory of the Daleks does something quite unique. It takes two staple episode formats and staples them together. There are dozens of Dalek-focused episodes and plenty of episodes that centre on a famous historical figure, but this is the only story to combine the two concepts, and it works surprisingly well. Here, the Daleks meet Winston Churchill. In an unexpected setup, they're working for him. Churchill wishes to use the unmatched power of the Daleks, which he believes his chief scientist Bracewell invented, to win the war. This is a deliciously ironic premise, allowing for some iconic jokes. Daleks offering people cups of tea is the most quintessentially British thing ever, and some excellent acting from Matt Smith as he faces his arch enemy at their most devious. As if that wasn't enough, as foreshadowed by the episode's title, this is one of the only times the Daleks actually win. Seek, locate, and appreciate this episode by giving it a rewatch next time you're in a Who mood. 2. Time Heist. One of Doctor Who's greatest strengths is that it can mould itself into any genre, and this particular story takes the form of a heist movie with a time travel twist. At the start of the episode, the Doctor and Clara wake up in a room with their memories wiped and a mission briefing from a mysterious overseer to rob the bank of Carabraxis. Two mercenaries, shape-changing mutant Cybra and cyborg hacker Cy, will assist them in the heist. This intriguing setup paves the way for a tense adventure filled with sci-fi hijinks. Standing in the way of the Doctor and co is the alien security system that protects the bank, known as the Teller. This telepathic terror is one of the most memorable alien designs to ever appear on Doctor Who. It's not only a formidable monster with the unnerving ability to melt people's brains, it's also crucial to the central mystery of the story. So many aspects of this episode are expertly executed. The stylish cinematography, the snappy editing, the tightly written narrative, the beautiful costume design, the incredible sets, the awesome visual effects, the star turn from guest star Keeley Hawes, and best of all, the immensely clever and uplifting ending. Number 1. The Santaran Stratagem, The Poison Sky. Overshadowed by the other outstanding offerings in Season 4, this terrific two-parter is packed with everything you could possibly want from a Doctor Who story, whether you're a full-on fan or a more casual viewer. For dedicated lifelong fans, this episode emulates the feel of a classic John Pertwee story, with the Doctor working alongside UNIT to thwart an alien invasion of Earth by the Santarans, a classic era foe who returned to the series with a brilliant updated design and their thirst for war intact. There's plenty of continuity for newer fans too, with a surprise companion comeback in the form of Martha Jones, cheeky references to beloved revival era episodes, and other returning elements such as the Valiant unit's suspiciously helicarrier-esque airborne vehicle. Despite the generous amount of gleeful geekery involved, this two-parter is surprisingly accessible for casual viewers. It doesn't take itself too seriously, with a fun tongue-in-cheek atmosphere and heaps of great gags. The 10th Doctor's swaggering arrogance comes to the fore as he's matched against multiple classing personalities, making for a climactic confrontations with UNIT, the Santarans, and smug teen genius Luke Rattigan. The story also features plenty of well-directed action scenes, some spooky moments involving Martha's clone, clever concepts such as the Atmos sat-nav system which takes control of cars, and a satisfying resolution that ties it all together.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.